AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
We're going to get through this, family. We're going to get through this.
That son, Gerard Farabee, at the funeral for Andrew Brown Jr., the black man was shot and killed by police. Benjamin Crump is a family attorney.
Andrew was killed unjustifiably.
Yes,
as many black men in America have been killed, shot in the back, shot going away from the police.
A judge delayed release of body camera video of the shooting. Reverend Al Sharpton likened the handling of the Brown case to a shell game. President Biden visited an elementary school and Tidewater Community College near Norfolk, Virginia. He talked about his plan to increase spending on education and children, part of his $1.8 trillion families proposal. How would he pay for it?
It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Together, the two spending plans would have combined cost of about $4 trillion, and many Republicans have signaled opposition to the proposals and their costs. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says he's now open to considering a proposal to take decisions on sexual assault prosecution out of the hands of military commanders. Multiple tornadoes have caused damage across Mississippi, destroying homes and uprooting trees. Before the storm system moved into Georgia, it set off a tornado warning in Atlanta. The storms were blamed for killing one person in Georgia. They were legendary tech brand names, Yahoo and AOL.
You've got mail.
They aren't what they used to be. Verizon is selling Yahoo and AOL to Apollo Global Management for $5 billion. Verizon paid $9 billion for them. Conservative Republican legislators in Kansas failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a proposed ban on transgender athletes in girls' and women's school sports. This is AP News. Two vaccines from China may soon be approved.
The World Health Organization will decide this week whether or not to approve two Chinese vaccines for emergency use against COVID-19, according to a top WHO official. Mariangela Simao, Assistant Director General for Access to Medicines, Vaccines, and Pharmaceuticals, says some final arrangements still need to be made before a WHO technical advisory group weighs in on the Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines. If approved, it would mark the first time a Chinese vaccine has been granted so-called emergency use listing from the UN Health Agency. A decision on the Sinopharm vaccine is expected to come first. I'm Mike Gracia.
Police say Puerto Rican boxer Felix Verdego turned himself in to face charges hours after authorities identified the body of a dead woman as his pregnant lover. Verdego is accused of punching Keishla Rodriguez in the face and injecting her with a syringe filled with an unidentified substance. Ed Donahue, AP News.